Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow and that means nothing from last summer will fit and we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming and trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer and Michael Kaufman, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey guys, how are ya? You guys ready to wind down?
Woohoo!
You were?
Have you guys been enjoying CMA Fest? Yeah? I love it. So we actually just moved to Nashville. How many days ago?
Thursday we flew in.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
In the midst of like CMA Fest, we flew on in. So we went to I just thought that was interesting. I have to bring this up. We went to a roller skating party this morning for Jolie's friend. And the whole entire morning I was like, hey, babe, don't forget to wear socks. And I forgot that he always wears socks. But I brought Jolie socks and of course I forgot mine. And we get there and I was like, ah, gosh, like I forgot to bring socks. And so I was like, all right, honey, I always know that he's this weird, but he always wears two pairs of socks. And I know, right? That's weird. And he wouldn't give me his one pair of socks.
No.
Why not?
Look, everyone has their quirks.
Everyone thought it was weird, by the way, that you have two pairs of socks.
It's not that weird. It's not like two pairs of underwear, right? Yeah, thank you. And that's my whole reasoning.
What?
Former athlete.
Okay, explain yourself.
Look, when you're cutting and moving all the time, you get blisters and stuff on your feet, so wear two pairs of socks.
You're not running, like, 100 yards or whatever it was. Like, you're just walking from the kitchen to the living room.
Have you chased Jolie around the backyard? Yeah. So, maybe it's just me living out my glory days still, but I wear two pairs of socks every day, and you know that. But I wouldn't give her one because it's my thing. Because I knew we had it.
So if it's like, I'm sorry, that really bothers me. Like, you really, truly, and he made me go to a vending machine to get $3 socks. I was like, I don't want to spend $3 on socks. And he's not giving you my socks. I was like, are we really having an argument right here at the roller skating rink?
You made an argument. You know that's non-negotiable. It's not happening. It's my thing.
So if I needed the parachute, would you give me the parachute?
Parachute, yes. Socks, no.
Oh, my God.
Hands down.
Tell me how that makes
sense. Okay, but it's funny. So, Jana talks about, all right, that's my little quirk, right? So, Jana, as beautiful and lovely as she is, right? She's stunning.
Thanks,
she's like a supermodel. It's ridiculous. the other day, we're in this new Airbnb that's even smaller than our Los Angeles place that we had. It's about 1,000 square feet. We're crammed in there. We have one sink that we're sharing. And it's been a while since we brushed our teeth at the same time. And I walk in there, and Jana comes in all dainty, takes her makeup off. For some reason, she brushes her teeth like a troll. And she's like a little kid learning for the first time. It just all falls out. She doesn't spit it out. It just all constantly falls out. And then she's done and wipes her mouth. She's like, okay. And then she's back to being pretty and dainty. I'm like, who are you and what bridge did you come out from?
How do you brush your teeth pretty?
Just do it normal and spit every now and then. You don't have to let it fall, overflow out of your mouth into the sink.
You're brushing your teeth. Who cares?
To each their own.
I know, but how do you make it pretty? Like, we have the electrical...
You judge me on socks, I judge you on the way you brush your teeth.
Wow.
That's how we roll.
Welcome to Wind Down, guys. It's getting real. I'm just going to... I don't know. Maybe you can teach me how to brush my teeth better.
I'll teach you.
And I'll teach you how to share, Jolie.
So, first of all, this live podcast, this is actually a live podcast. We are recording this, so this will air tomorrow. So you guys need to, real quick, make some noise right now. This is airing tomorrow. Come on, everyone, cheer. Yeah! Because this will be on iHeartRadio tomorrow, and we are very excited to be here recording this with you.
Usually we don't record. When we do the events, we don't actually record them. So this is a fun little treat.
It is fun. There is one thing that Jana has brought to my attention so I'm not on any social media. I stay away from all that. Jana does it enough and shows our life. It's kind of basically like the family account. So she's been informing me recently that my deal breaker in our relationship has been kind of picked up a lot of places. Who would you say? Daily Pop?
Well, let me just rewind that don't know. So when we did the live event, like Evening With for Wind Down, we were in New York and I was asking our guests, what's your marriage deal breaker? And so I asked the couple that we had on the show,
Lindsay Zarniak and Craig Melvin from NBC Today.
And I said, what would be your marriage deal breaker? And they said there is. And I said, actually, honey, I don't even know what your marriage deal breaker is. What would it be? And he said,
infidelity, if you cheated on me. I heard that.
So then I was like, what? And I kind of let it go a little bit, but then I brought it up on another podcast episode. I said, you know, if something has really stayed with me and it's really bothered me, mm-hmm. and he still defended it. And so I sat with it for a little while, and then I was talking to, I did an event the other night, and people interviewed me, because I saw it was on Daily Pop, E had picked it up, Us had picked it up, and then this sweet interviewer from People had said, you know, how does that make you feel? And she was so nice about it, and I said, you know what? After this event, I'm going to go home and talk to him because it's still really bothering me. And it bugs me. And so I went home and I was like, hey, you know, something that you said at the, you know, that you've been defending has been picked up. And here's the news outlets that people are talking about. And I said, and it still really bothers me. And so I was just wondering if maybe you could help me make sense of this, because it hurts my feelings that knowing as much work as we've done, you would just be like, all right, peace. And not want to work on it too, when I've like been there through the trenches with you and working through it. And I understand it wouldn't make sense because we've done so much work, but what happens if I did? Like, you would still like not fight as hard. And that just really bothered me. So would you like to...
the floor is yours.
The floor is yours. Michael, secretly judging you right now.
This is like a tip. Everyone's like, oh, what this you gonna say right now? This is like a typical, already this is a typical episode of Wind Down where it's just like, oh, we're happy, 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 gonna bring it down. Oh, let's bring it back up. Oh, bring it down. No, and what I told Jana, and this is very genuine, very real, and you guys know who listen, how we get on the show. And for me, in that moment, we were doing the live podcast, we were interviewing this couple. I honestly didn't really have one. When she asked me, like, what's your deal breaker? I was like, the first thought that came to my mind was, I don't really have one. I don't know. But I was like, I can't give the audience that answer. Like, let me say something that can kind of strike up conversation.
Oh, it struck up a conversation.
yeah, clearly. So I explained to Jana, I was like, look, The reason I said the infidelity piece or you cheating on me isn't because if you did it, I wouldn't try at our relationship. Obviously, I would with all the things that and pain that I put you through. There's no way I'll just walk out. My thing, what I was telling Jana, was there's nothing else I could foresee a reason being that I would question our relationship. And that was, I understand, like my definition in that moment of deal breaker was a little different. I heard it as, what would make me question our relationship? And that would be the only thing, literally the only thing. I don't know what else, because of all the work that we do, I don't know what else could honestly make me question our relationship. But because of all we've been through, it just makes me think, okay, that would be the one thing I'd be like, damn, this sucks, but let's figure this out. But I'll still have those feelings of, can we make this work? So it's not that I wouldn't fight for it. And I understand why people would consider that, because it's a deal breaker. And everyone considers a deal breaker as, you do this, it's done. Period. No black, you know, it's black and white. For me, it was a little bit of gray.
What do you guys think about that? Oh, we have a question. Oh, that's interesting. If this is about One Tree Hill, we can talk about it later. All right. No, I was like, yes, I know Alex Dupre. Woo! Okay.
I would love that. So on One Tree Hill. All right. Guess we're on that right now.
Well, when you brought it up, I kind of automatically felt like the main reason he said that was a deal breaker is because he just saw the pain that he put you through. And, like, he knows after everything that you've been through that you are so strong because of all this. So after he saw the pain that you went through, he was just probably like, I don't think I could go through that, watching her do that to me.
I get that, and I hear that. Again, I think the hardest thing for me is just, in my mind, hearing that, okay, he wouldn't want to fight for it. And that's what, because I'm like, because I have fought so hard. So I would
Yeah, it is kind of hypocritical, too. But, yeah. Like, it's... I mean, it's also one of those things where it's kind of like, you know, he had an addiction and like you've been going with him through this journey and you know that you don't have one. So for him, it's kind of like
right now, maybe. But I'm just saying, I hear you. I totally do hear you. But again, people make mistakes and I'm not trying to give myself a free hall pass. I don't want a hall pass. I don't want to have to go through what we like still go through. I mean, just the other night, I was bawling my eyes out. Like, we're not, it's still, it's constant thing that we have to fight through and go through, you know? So I 100% don't want it. I just want to know that I'm going to have the same person there. Like whatever life brings us, like I'm there with you. I'm your partner.
I mean, of course you got to be at least happy that he's not, the deal breaker isn't the brushing the teeth thing. Cause
I mean, thank God.
That would be really bad.
100%. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Okay. What would be like, what would you think your deal breaker would be?
Honestly, it would be honesty for me. Like, I feel like if my spouse were to do anything at all and they just didn't come to me and be like, hey, look, I screwed up. I did this. I mean, kind of like with the podcast, with the gaming and everything like that. Like, he was aware that he was spending the money and everything like that. But when he came to you, you felt so much better that he was just kind of like, okay, I did this wrong. Like, I feel like just honesty, you know, you can have those moments where you're like, all right, I'm really pissed and I need to walk away and think about this. Yes. But you know, if you think about it and you're like, all right, he did come to me and he was being honest. And I would much rather have that than just like have somebody else tell me that this happened.
1,000,000%. I agree with you. Yeah. What was your name?
Tori.
Y'all give it up, for, it up Tori. For Tori. Woohoo! Thank you for the question and for being a avid wind down listener. We appreciate it.
Yeah. She knew her stuff right there.
Yeah, she did. She dropped down there. You want to talk about your iPad stuff? No.
Never ending with his iPad stuff.
Sorry, baby.
So anyways, I just
Candy
wanted to...
Crush,
I wanted to clear that up because I didn't want people to get the wrong impression that I wouldn't fight for our marriage because we're both fighting every day. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone in any marriage or relationship, you're fighting. You're making the conscious decision to fight for your partner, period. No matter what you guys have been through, even if you're in the honeymoon phase, you guys are choosing each other. And so at the end of the day, regardless of what happens, I'm still going to decide to choose you and work through whatever comes up.
Thanks, boo.
Thank you.
You know what's something really cool I want to do as a takeaway, too, for the people that are married or that, you know, it's not even if you, even if you're not married, if you're single or in a relationship, I think something's really cool that we've started to do is I think it's so easy to look at your partner to say, hey, what are they doing wrong? Let's look in the mirror and be like, all right, what can I do? How can I be a better friend? How can I be a better spouse? How can I be a better person? How can I be a better mom? And I think that's something that I hope you guys can take away to, you know, bring back to relationships and be like, all right, how can I do better? Because I know for me, I'm super passive and I'm learning how not to be passive. Shut up. Why are you smiling at me like that?
No reason at all.
Michael. All right, but first, I just kind of want to take a quick break because we need to talk about stamps.com. So with moving, this has been the best thing ever.
No, it's the best.
Because honestly, I mean, I don't really have the time to go to the post office. I mean, and then with the traffic and then parking and then lugging all your mail and packages, it's just been, you know, it's been so nice to rely on stamps.com because it's one of the most popular time-saving tools for small businesses as well, but also for people that just have a lot going on.
And all we have to do is simply use our computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it.
Yeah, and then once your mail is ready, just hand it to your mail carrier to drop it off in a mailbox. And it's literally that simple. So stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money. It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use stamps.com.
Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment.
Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Jana. That's stamps.com. Enter Jana.
They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly, vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy, like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
Can we please bring out our first guest? Because she's She's got a lot of energy. She's a ball of energy.
Certified badass.
Yeah, certified badass. And I think she can really bring a lot to the conversation. So, Erin Opria, please come to stage. All right. So, for those of you that don't follow me on Instagram, this is Erin Opria.
She needs her own walkout music.
She really does.
I mean, I have it for my events.
What's your walkout music? I know. Well, this is like,
how
you know,
we do it.
This is how we do it. Dun,
dun. Yeah, you should be a singer.
I mean, no. Can I be a dancer?
Yeah, girl. So, okay, so Erin is my trainer, and she's an amazing trainer, but she's also an amazing person, too, which I love about her. But let me just read this, because I just have to. You're a trainer, you're an author, and a former U.S. Marine, so thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Opria completed 2 tours of active duty in Iraq and made history when she was appointed to lead the first female platoon attached to the infantry in a war zone.
Kind of crazy.
How do you not have a movie about you?
You know what? There was actually an author over there that wrote a book about it.
Oh, what?
There's a book written. Not just a whole book about it, but it was an author came from New York and wrote about it while we were there. Wow. So maybe one day we'll do a movie, but I want it to be about dancing.
Dancing.
Boom.
What do you think the biggest misconception about working out healthy diet is? Like,
For women, that you're going to get big. Weights make you big. No, weights make pretty muscles. That's such a misconception.
Which Jana still to this day says that. And we've known you how long now?
I know,
like 5 years. I mean, and Jana still says,
she also says to stop drinking wine, so I only listen to her this much. So
I will get through one still. Day, I promise.
Never. Ever.
I'm not giving up.
It's not going to happen. Like, she tries. I mean, she trains Carrie Underwood, Kelsey Ballerini, Maren Morris, Ray Lynn, Lauren Elena. I mean, you train...
Everybody.
Casey Musgraves.
They're so awesome.
Like, you can't give us the drama, can you? No drama? Any girls? No?
No. Everyone's BFFs.
Yeah. So you had an event this morning. Tell us about what you did there and kind of what you do as for your program.
So I was like a wet dog today because it poured on our event, but it was fantastic. We all made pretty muscles. We got to do lots of lunges, squats. My husband was DJing it. We had so much fun.
What do you think? Because you always tell me it's not about how much I work out; it's about what I eat. And is that's the reality of it?
That is the absolute truth. No matter how much you try, you cannot out-train a bad diet. I tried for years. I'd eat a whole large pizza and think I could work out all week and get it off. It doesn't work that way.
So what is it?
It's clean eating. Clean eating. I always say eat clean to get lean, work out to be strong.
All right, but when you say clean eating, I'm a big advocate for it. Everything's okay in moderation.
Moderation, absolutely.
Okay, so you still
I'm not
believe
saying
in...
don't. You can have a donut.
Right.
Just don't eat a dozen of them.
Okay.
I mean, balance.
Half a dozen, right. Stop.
No, I said a donut.
Aaron says that half a dozen. We're good, honey.
No. And you can still have a piece of pizza, just don't eat the whole large like I used to do.
I ate 8 out of like 10 pieces last night.
So when Sean and I, my husband and I, order pizza, not now, when we used to order pizza, he'd order one for him and one for me. And then I was like, dessert, wine, give it all to me. It's my cheat day. Well, that takes a long time to get rid of. So now when I cheat in small portions.
Do you really see the difference, like when you and Sean used to do that, like have a whole pizza? Do you see the difference, like in the mirror, night and day from those
night
days?
Night and day. I lose one whole line on my abs when I do that the next day.
Really?
For like 3 days to get it back. Sucks. I'm like, damn it, I worked so hard and that shit's gone already?
Right.
That's BS.
I don't... Well, you tell me, like, I would have abs if I stopped drinking wine. But again, I don't care that much. I'm like, I'm a mom. It's cool. Like, it's fine. I don't need to have the abs. I'm fine with it. Right? Yes. Amen. I'd rather have my wine than abs.
You be you, but one day, we're not going to drink as much wine.
How do you say?
Actually, I feel like you drink less wine now anyways. Well, it depends on the week.
Yeah,
it depends on the week, too.
That's pretty. We were in bed at 7:45 last night.
Wild.
7:45.
And we were playing Uno to top it off, okay? So that's where, like, it's really gone downhill for us, like, massively. I was like, oh, wow, it's not even 8 and we're playing Uno. Like, this
in
is
bed. In ready bed. Ready for bed, teeth brushed, everything.
Retainers in, like,
Done. Like, yeah.
So romantic. Wow.
I know, I have zit cream on my face. Like, it's great.
So hot.
So, Aaron, your energy is obviously very infectious, and you always stay positive. What in your life do you deal with that you struggle with? It's like, okay, I really have to consciously think to stay positive in this moment.
Have sex with her husband.
Wait, what's that word mean? Sex? Hey, that's my husband right there.
Give it up for Sean. Woo!
Sex, that doesn't... I mean, I think sleep trumps sex in our house. Well, actually, I don't think. I know it does. I was like, sex once a year? Who needs it more than that?
Aaron's
a asshole.
No, you have to, like, that's... Like, do you really, truly believe that, though?
Yep.
Oh, why?
Why? Because I would rather go to sleep. I mean, I love my husband dearly. He's such a rock star. But if you're going to say, well, you got 4 hours, or you... I mean, it's not like it would take more than 2 minutes. But, I mean, we haven't had sex in 6 months. God, it couldn't take too long. I'm an open book. I don't really care. So it doesn't, but I'm like, I could have 2 minutes more of sleep. So good night. I love you,
baby.
But
by the way, though, the guys that came here, you know, with their wives, like the wives should be like, see, I'm we're good, babe.
We're
like,
good. You get it once totally a month. Fine. What more do you want? Yeah. You know what, Jana? I'm going to do better. You tell me all the time. Do
every
better.
Single time. Well, this is what I tell Aaron. I'm like, because I know Sean, we always talk about love languages, like his, you know, he likes touch. And it's just, I think it would mean so much to him. I'm like, Aaron, go give your husband a kiss. Just okay. A kiss or a tap on the ass or something, you know?
If I touch him, he's like, ooh. Wild in our house.
No, but I mean, don't, like, is there, like, let's really get there. Like, is there something there that...
I love my husband. I seriously have the best husband. He is so good to me, so good to me, and I'm not always the best to him. You know what? I'm going to be better today. Start, it's your lucky day, Sean.
Yeah.
Well, because guess here's what? Hey, I'll put a heart on Instagram, then you guys know that we did it. So if you guys see on my story tonight a big heart, then it was our lucky day.
We're 100%. I just want to compare this. We've got a question, but I want to ask you this though, is because there's so many people that say, you know, it's hard to work out. I don't have enough time in the day.
Oh yeah.
You know, and you are the biggest advocate for the person that always says, there is, you can always find the time. You can also find the time for your marriage and your relationship.
You are correct. But I could do an extra Tabata or I could have sex.
Oh, my God. No, but I think
squats win.
Oh, my God. I mean,
do you not break a sweat when you have sex?
I told you it's 2 minutes. I'm in better shape than that.
We might have to bring Sean up for an encore later to talk
about
this.
Hey, Sean,
this.
You want to come tell him about your sex?
No. All right, we have a question right here. We have the mic, Caitlin. Or, yeah, thank you.
But, yes, you can. Fitness can be done anywhere, anytime. There's no excuses. If you have 5 minutes, anything's better than nothing. Just
and
move
same
your
with
body.
Sex.
Well, five Sorry. Minutes, that's long. That's
long. No, gosh.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So your husband is, his love language is touch. What is yours? And how do you?
Acts of kindness. Isn't that
acts of service?
Acts of service. Like I love my
service,
laundry's
okay.
done, my house is clean, my dishes are done. That's what I like.
I gotcha.
And
I'll go to work.
And he does that for you, though.
He does.
But
and
what
I
are you doing for him, though?
I suck. No, not literally. I mean, I suck at being a wife. That's what I meant to say. But I dance a lot with him. I mean, what more does he want? Right, Sean?
Right. But, like, doesn't that... Don't you ever feel bad about that, though?
Nope.
Aaron!
Now you're making me feel bad.
Well, no, but I just, like, I want you to...
That's her whole point.
No, I know. I just want you to... What? Come on, keep going. No, I just, you know, I love you, you know, but wouldn't
know.
You, as a friend too, wouldn't you be like, hey, like you're kind of being, let's say I'm being mean to, and people say like, hey, you're being too hard on Mike. I'm like, you're right. I have to fix that. So with.
Okay, I promise today, I'm going to have, I'm putting a heart today and I'm not going to put a fake heart.
Aaron,
only
I mean,
John,
I'm going to text you later.
Yeah, we're going to text you and make sure.
This is a complete lie.
It's a lie? Oh,
no. 2 minutes, baby. We got it.
Should y'all just go to the bathroom now and just do it?
No,
right. Just make it real uncomfortable. Oh, my goodness.
Aaron,
all right.
You always talk about having a healthy lifestyle. And I think that it's not about, you know, a diet or short-term effects. It's about being healthy throughout your whole life. Don't you think that, you know, you should take care of that in your own personal life instead of just spouting it on Instagram?
I do. I do a lot of working out.
Great comment, sir.
I do a lot of working
that
out.
Was her
and
husband,
I eat
by the
clean.
Way.
I cook you healthy meals. What more do you want, buddy?
I wash your healthy meals.
You're
we're
so
both
nice.
In this, baby.
Balance.
Wow, this has just gotten really intense and I'm really awkward. So.
No, there's no awkward. No, he's
kidding.
The best, seriously. He is so good to me, and I'm going
to
be better to him. A plus.
Amen
today.
To that.
Amen to that. And
so you have a 4x4 diet.
Yes.
Book out.
Yes. So
what is, give us a quick recap of the book. I know what it is, but
This book is all about learning to live a healthy, balanced lifestyle forever. It's not a quick fix. It's not a fad diet. I want you to enjoy all the goodies in moderation. I have quick workouts in there. They're called Tabata. If you guys don't know what Tabata is, they're 4-minute workouts, 20-second bursts of exercise, followed by 10 seconds of rest for 8 rounds. And all the workouts you can do anywhere. Put on some good music. Have some fun. Eat clean. Move your body lots. And, hey, you guys will feel amazing. That's what it's all about. How do you feel on the inside? It's not about looks. It's all about the feeling. And the more you move, the more energy you have, the more you want to keep going. The more you sit, the tighter you get, the worse it gets, and you got to break that cycle.
That's what it's about. Boom.
That's
nailed
awesome.
It.
All right, Aaron, thank you so much for coming out here.
Oh.
You're the sweetest.
Aaron, thank you.
Yeah. Do you got anything else for Aaron?
You ready to bring out? Well, just to promote yourself, what else do you have coming out for people that aren't here physically but listening on the podcast? Like, what do you have to promote? Where can they find you? What do you have coming up?
So, I have an event in L.A. coming up. We just did a big one for CMA Fest yesterday, which was so fun. What else we have? I have a new book that will be coming out towards next year sometime.
But for right now, buy the 4x4 diet.
Yes.
Perfect.
Check out that book. And Instagram, I give lots of free workouts for everybody to play in on.
Well, y'all give it up for Aaron Opria.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Well, thank you.
You know, we're always so worried about what we're putting on our countertops, what we're eating, what kind of face stuff we're using. Make sure it's organic.
What you're putting on your body.
Exactly. But we forget about what we're putting inside of our bodies. So Lola is a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes. So unlike other major brands, Lola products are 100% natural and easy to feel good about. No BS, mystery fibers, or doubts about what's going in your body. Plus, Lola products come in a simple, customizable subscription. Lola will deliver exactly what you need, exactly when you need it. And that's the great thing, too, that I love about Lola is, well, first of all, Mike always knows when my period's about to come because the box shows up.
I said, here we go.
And then also, it's great, too, because I can customize exactly what I want. So these many tampons, regular, large, whatever, pads, it's great. And you can change, skip, or cancel your subscription at any time. So you can select also your shipment frequency, and you can modify. It's really easy. Lola emails you 2 days before your boxes ships and provides themselves on no surprises or gimmicks. So for 40% off all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter Jana when you subscribe. Again, for 40% off all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter Jana. They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover, or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas
is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today.
So we're going to have her scoot down, and then we're going to bring out our next guest, who is basically a part of the fam now.
She is family. Do we want to go into the whole story?
Should we?
Yeah.
I think they kind of know. The avid Wine Down listeners know the story.
Yeah.
But you can tell the story for those
who
don't
know. So basically,
those
who don't know, so we're going to bring out our dear friend and basically family, like Jana said, Julie Solomon.
She's my best friend.
Her husband is Jonathan Sheck, who Jana...
It's my ex-husband.
Yeah. Who is also her ex-husband, and they were our closest friends in L.A., really, and we shared a moving truck coming out here to Nashville. So, yeah, without further ado, here's Julie Solomon.
Hey, Jules.
Hi.
Welcome to Wine Down.
Hi, Nashville, my hometown.
I know. Yeah. Julie is
good
from Nashville. Julie, give the crowd basically a recap of you.
The elevator pitch.
Yeah, what's your
Julie?
Elevator pitch?
Yeah, so I'm also in the podcast space. I have a podcast called The Influencer Podcast. So I teach women how to create and grow businesses that they love and market it online. So we do that through the podcast. I have a lot of online educational courses where I teach bloggers, influencers, YouTubers, or those who want to be, how to start their business and grow it and kill it on Instagram.
And I think what's cool too about Julie is that you don't have to have 100,000 followers. You don't have to have 50,000 followers. You can have, how much, and you can start making
zero.
Making money?
Yeah, if you have an idea, if you're passionate about something deep in your bones and you want to, sell or market that passion to another human being on the planet, then you can create and grow a business online. So it really does come down to that passion.
But what if they like makeup and hair and skincare and fitness, all those things together? Can you still, or do you have to find just that one niche?
No, the vast majority of my audience are what I call multi-passionate entrepreneurs. I love to do hair, and I also love dogs, and I love to cook, and I love this and that and this and that. And so how do you kind of culminate that into one thing and be able to market that? And that really comes down to knowing who you're talking to.
And you offer courses, right, to the people that follow you. And do you take them also, do you have like one-on-one FaceTimes with them, or do you do anything like that as well?
Yeah, so we have one course called Pitch It Perfect. So it teaches you how to get brand deals. Has anyone heard of what brand deals are? You see the bloggers talking
like
about
products.
Like
when I products. Say, flip up for sugar bear hair.
Yes. Like, that is a brand deal. And so if you're someone who wants to start doing that, I teach you how to do that and essentially pitch yourself to these brands to get in front of them.
And also, I will tell you this too, what she told me, and I've done this, I had a fake assistant. Like, I got an email.
Yes.
And I was Jana Kramer, but I had to came up with this fake assistant named, like, Sarah something. And I actually emailed these brands directly and was like, hi, I'm just, you know, whatever.
Blah, I'm blah, Valerie. Blah.
Yeah, I'm Valerie. Yeah. It's just to try to like get in front of the brand and just to talk. But like even you don't have to be a fake assistant, like be yourself too. And I've done that as well. Like I reached out to Vici and was like, I love your clothes. I would love to work with you. And now we have a huge partnership that would have never have happened if I didn't reach out.
Okay. So now let me just be devil's advocate here. So that's easy for you to do, right? Because you have a following. You have this public
career.
Because
you're famous.
Cool girl.
Right. So you have all of that. But somebody that isn't of celebrity status or have that kind of stuff, how do you, you know, give them the motivation to be like, hey, you're worth, you know, something for this company to you know, talk about their brand and promote it?
Yeah. So, I mean, the package may look different, right? Jana may have a massive fan base and that sort of thing, but the strategy remains the same. So you still are coming from this place of service. And that doesn't matter if you're living online or if you own a hair salon in Nashville. It really is about serving the customer, serving the brand, coming from this place of, how can I help you? How can I support you? Take the limelight off of you and really put it on the person that you're trying to build that relationship with, and that's how it works. And that's like the great example that you said with Vici Dolls. You're like, I genuinely love your clothes. Yeah. I will wear them whether you pay me to wear them.
Or not. I was not looking for a partnership. I honestly just wanted free clothes because I hate shopping. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, if you could send me clothes every like month or so, that'd be amazing. And then they're like, well, no, we should do something. And I was like, little do they know, I would have done it for free. So, because I love their clothes so
exactly.
much.
Exactly. Yeah. And the hack, because a lot of times when you're first starting out, it can be really intimidating, right? Going, emailing brands or going up to someone at an event and saying, you know, I really love your stuff and I would love to kind of keep the conversation open. So the hack that I gave Jana was to create this email that can be, you know, assistant at sallyjane.com or whatever you want to name it, but it's really you behind the scenes, but it kind of gives you that little barrier to break the ice and it doesn't feel so intimidating to reach out to brands.
But again, like I still, again, this is just coming from a mindset of, you know, I'm on the outside of this social media stuff and just thinking if someone, okay, if someone started a social media account today mm-hmm. and was like, hey, I really love this company and I want to get involved with them mm-hmm. and they go to them, like what do they have to offer this company? When this company could get someone or pay someone or whatever to get, you know, more branding, more exposure to a wider range of fans, like how is that worth the time for the company?
Well, you have to ask. You know, the company, a lot of times you may not know. They may want to work with micro bloggers. They may want to work with someone that may be living in a smaller town who knows that they're going to tell their aunt and their cousin and their sister about a product, and that know, like, and trust is already built there.
More eyes.
Yes. Yeah. And so it's really about a lot of times brands actually work with what is called micro influencers, which are bloggers that have less than 50,000 followers. Sometimes now they even call them like micro. It's bloggers that have less than 10,000 followers because the know, like, and trust is built there with that audience far more than it is a macro influencer, someone with hundreds of thousands of followers.
I know you're working on new stuff. I know we can't tell the audience, even though we were working on the plane, which, by the way, this is really funny. We all flew on the same plane, too, last Thursday?
Thursday,
yeah.
Thursday. And we started to hit turbulence, and I have massive anxiety at any time, but like flying is another one where I have really massive anxiety. And Julie's wanting me to read something of hers, and we started to have really bad turbulence. And I was like, hey, I can't read this right now. And I'm like holding her arm. And then she's trying to make fun of me. And she looks at me and I was like, I'm actually really scared right now. So if you can just stop. Like, and she was just like, oh, okay. Like you're actually having an anxiety attack right now. I was like, mm-hmm.
She was like rubbing my leg. And I was like, oh, feels nice. And she was like, no, really. Like,
Well, I wasn't okay. Rubbing your leg. I was like, I had my nails into your arm.
Well, so
I was like, thanks for the massage.
We have two rows on Southwest, and it's Julie, Jana, and she had Jason Arms, and then John, Julie's husband. And on the other side of the aisle was me.
Which is so weird.
Me.
Why are you sitting in the middle, Guam?
I was at the kids' table, right? So it was me, their son Camden, and Jolie. At one point, all three of us have our iPads with our headphones on, sitting there watching our stuff. So but then Jana's starting to, you know, have the turbulence, and she's trying to like reach across John to be like, Mike, I'm scared. I'm like, tapping John, I'm like, hey, John, like, you've probably been through this before. Like, can you help her out?
That's awesome.
And Jana was like,
Mic drop.
Mic drop. And Jana was like, no, I didn't have anxiety then. John was like, yeah, you did. And so they start having like an old like relationship argument. Like, no, I didn't. Yes, you did. I'm just like, all right, they got this. I'm good with the kids. You guys deal this.
I'm just over here typing away.
Yeah, so we're a happy little family.
It works, though. But anyways, besides that, I was going to say, when I was having anxiety, I was reading something of yours, and it's about, you know, being positive. And again, we can't say what it is, but you're always so incredibly positive. And I will always say this to Julie. She's always the person, you know, she's one of the main reasons why Mike and I are still together, because she was the one person that was like, well, you know what, you have stuff too, and you have to you have to deal with your issues too, and you have to, you know, it's, you just were so, you were the one friend that didn't say leave right away. You stayed very constant, and you know what, there's ripples in the water, and this is, you know, this is life, and things come up, and you just have to, you have to work at it. And I was like, huh? Yeah. I'm here to like bitch about my husband, like, what do you, would I get on the same like train here? She's like, no. She's like, it's not how it is. And she was the one that kept me kind of on the ground. But for me, it's like, what makes you, you know, what makes you not pot? Like, is there something that gets you down? Because I feel like you're always constantly positive. Yeah. So what's the one thing that's kind of like your kryptonite?
I mean, I think for me, it can be, you know, a lot of times they'll say maybe with drinkers, it's their drinking, or with, you know, people that work a lot, it's the work. For me, it's my thinking. You know, I can get really into my head with my perfectionism and my need for control and never feeling good enough and just always trying to kind of go to the next thing and not really allowing myself to be really still and present in that moment. And so what helps me stay positive is coming back to the gratitude, because the more that I stay in that gratitude to be grateful for every moment that I'm on this planet, for my family, for being able to be given the opportunities to continue to grow, to learn more about myself, that kind of keeps me in that positive state. And I really do feel at the end of the day, it can be not always a choice, because I think with some people, you know, there can be mental illness that's involved. There can be chemical imbalances that's involved. For some people, it's not always a choice to be positive. But for me, I at least try day in, day out to start my day with gratitude and to try to stay in that state of positivity.
So I love that. And like Jana said, you were a big part in Jana and I honestly just remaining together at the beginning. I mean, you really were, and we've always been indebted to you for that. And
love you guys.
We love you. But to touch on that, I mean, it's basically just realizing, you know, being grateful, like understanding what you have as opposed to complaining what you don't. Correct?
For sure. And I think that there's a saying that, like, if it's hysterical, it's historical. So if you ever see yourself getting crazy or a little like woo-woo about something, then it's probably, you're probably being triggered from something that's happened in the past. And so that's when you really have to, like, turn it back on yourself. Like, we always have a part, even if it's 1%. And so that's why I always try now in my life of what I've learned is that whenever I'm starting to get annoyed by someone else or frustrated or angry or whatever it is, you know, what about me is being triggered? Really, like, what about me am I annoyed with right now? What about me am I frustrated with right now? Because really, if you spot it, you got it, right? If you ever see it in someone else, it's really just a mirror and a reflection of something that you need to work on that you probably haven't gotten to the other side of yet.
Damn, that's good. That's real good.
That's good stuff right there.
Michael and I had a conversation that I just want to do this really fast before we wrap up. So, ma'am and sir. So, do you want to intro this one?
Yeah. So basically, recently Jolie has learned the F word, not f- but fine, right? Like, we'll ask Jolie to do something, and she'd be like, fine, right?
And she ends it with the ugh, and I'm like, ugh.
And she's 3 and a half. We're like, hold on.
I wonder where she got it.
Not me. I don't say fine. She got it from school.
I was saying the ugh.
I say whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
That's better.
Yeah. It's totally better. I know.
So Jana and I had this discussion. It was literally just the other night. And
the other night I said, Jolie, can you please go get that burp cloth for me? She goes, no. And I said, Jolie Ray, mommy asked you to help me. Can you please go get that burp cloth? And she goes, fine. And I go, excuse me. Do not say that. It's yes, mommy. And he goes, no, it's yes, ma'am.
I didn't say no. I say, or yes, ma'am.
But then you said it saying, I really want the kids to say yes, ma'am, or yes, sir. But I said, but to us? I was like, I want that for other people, mm-hmm. but not for us, though, because I feel like for us, it's so formal. And so I want them to say, yes, mommy, yes, daddy. But like to you, I'd want to say yes, ma'am. And to, you know, to you, I'd say yes. Like I'd want her to say yes, sir. Mm-hmm. But for us in the house, I was just like, for me personally, I just feel like it's a little too tight. So I was just curious what your girls' thoughts were on that.
So mine was yes, sir, yes, ma'am in the house.
Really?
Yes.
Well, probably because the Marines?
The big old Marine Corps side of me comes out. I feel like it's when a respect thing.
Too?
Yep. Yeah. Growing up, my parents did the same thing. And we grew up in San Diego, or I grew up in San Diego, and most people didn't do that. But my parents were really big on it. The military side of me kept it in my kids. And yeah. And I feel like the way you're thinking, it might be hard to teach.
What do you mean?
Don't use it at home, but use it everywhere else.
And that was exactly my point to touch on. I told Jan, I was like, you know, if we use it here, and that's the standard, right? So then when they leave the house, that's the standard for them. Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. That's exactly what was my point. And then maybe as they get older, when they can understand the difference, okay, you can say yes, mommy, yes, daddy, or yes. I hate yeah.
My like, kids don't
yeah,
say
yeah, yeah.
My kids don't say it now. I mean, they're 17 and 19.
Right.
They don't say yes, ma'am to me.
Right.
It's different now, but when they were younger...
But, like, my 3-year-old Julie be like, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. Like, yes, sir to dad. I'm just kind of like, eh.
Yep.
Julie, what do you think, babe?
I mean, I was raised with that, too. I feel like it's a very traditional, you know, I don't know if it's
Are you making Camden do that?
I say no, sir, or yet, like, sometimes to him. Like, if he does something, I'm like, no, sir, no, sir.
Right. And I think.
But what do you want him to say to you?
You know, we haven't crossed that road, but I agree with Aaron that I would absolutely want to make sure that that level of respect was given to other people. So it may need to start in the home. Mm-hmm. So he knows that that carries out outside of the home.
It yeah, doesn't mean they're always going to do it perfectly in the home, but hopefully you've hashed out enough. This is how you give respect to others. That
right.
when they're not in the home, at least they do it to others.
Does anyone else have that with their kids? Their kids do the yes. Yeah, do you want to... let's get to the dude over there. To the man that came to wind down.
Oh, yes.
That he got dragged here by his wife.
Nah, he came on his own.
I just would love to hear your input on this.
Okay, well...
What's your name?
Matt.
Matt?
Yes, my wife, Danielle.
Hey,
and,
hey, Matt.
And yes,
Danielle.
I was dragged here, but it's okay.
Well, at least you're honest. Thanks, dude.
I was dragged here, too. It's okay, yeah. Matt.
No, we have a 3-year-old daughter at our house. And most of the time, you know, she'll say, yes, mommy, yes, daddy. We do want to teach her respect as well. So we will say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, as well. Lately, it's been kind of weird because she's actually been calling us by our first names, which is, so, like, if she's upset, she'll be like, no, Matt. And I'm like, hold up. So it's actually, you know, she had a little bit of a speech issue. So, like, it's great for us just because she is saying, you know, the words, she's saying all the sentences, which is fantastic. Uh-huh. But at the same time, like, it is kind of, because she'll just be like, no, Danielle.
And, oh my God.
And
I'm like, honey, we don't do that. And she's like, fine. And yep. She'll just, like, walk off.
Do the, fine, nah.
Yeah. And she'll drop her head and, like, walk off into the corner and just be like, ugh. And I'm like, what are you, you're 3. How do you know how to do this?
Right.
So, yeah, we do mostly get the yes, sir, yes, ma'am. But we also get the yes, mom, yes, dad. So.
Okay, maybe if we can just, like, do a blend of it. Because I think just always the, like, no, say yes. It's the sir thing that bothers me.
Why? Okay, so clearly.
And the ma'am, too. Like, I'm your mommy. Like, I'm like,
what's
I'm your mommy.
What's triggering you right now?
I was gonna, that's exactly where I was going to go. I was going to put my Julie hat on. It's like, what's underneath of this?
No, I'm just, I want her to.
What's really going on?
Yeah.
Get to the root of it.
No, I mean, yeah, daddy issues, but like not because of that. Like, I mean, no, it's more just.
Do you have an issue with authority?
No, he has an issue with authority.
Mm. This is true.
Yeah, he doesn't like to be told what to do ever by his coaches, by his teammates, by his wife, by his.
But do you have the
iPad
still
person
in you
saying you can't access this payment?
Yeah, for me.
Because I locked that down.
This will never end. For me, it's not about authority. It's about respect.
Yeah.
And that's the way I view no sir, no ma'am. And I think that's where, you know, Michigan is like, Michigan wants to be in the South, but they're not. And that's where Jan's from. So like the fake South. So it's like Tennessee, Virginia, military. It's like, we know it's about respect.
Well, it's you didn't respect Michigan. So peace.
I mean,
it's country, but it is above the Mason-Dixon line.
Right. We never did the ma'am and sir in Michigan, at least for us. I didn't do that. But it's still, like, I would always say, like, yes, mom, or, like, may I was very big for me. So, like, I still say at a restaurant, may I please have a Coke or a pop, you know? No, I didn't. So, you didn't do may I?
No,
see, may I is, that is before sir and ma'am in my book. I just think it's very, you know, it's just whatever.
Did you have to get asked to be dismissed from the table, too?
No.
When I was young, yes. When I was, like, younger, yeah. Yes. What's funny, though, when Janet talks about may I, it's really funny because when we're at a restaurant, her manager was too good. It's kind of annoying, actually, because she's like, she acts like she's inconveniencing the waiter. May I please have a salad? Like, everything's like a question. I'm like,
I'm so sorry, thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. May I please have some more water? It's just like everything is like you act like you're inconveniencing them.
But
so
wait, you've worked in the service industry, right?
Yeah.
So that's where
like, I want to go get it myself.
I'm the same way. I always go above and beyond with anytime I'm at a restaurant because I have worked in restaurants before.
Same, but still, understood that I got paid to do my job. Their job is to take your order and go get it.
Always.
What's that? I'm a damn good tipper.
Always.
But I'll tip you a penny if the service is shitty.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. I'll tip you for what it's worth. If you did a terrible job, terrible job.
Did you hear that Us Weekly or E or any of those?
Yeah,
you guys
ahead.
Run that if right you, now. He's a bad tipper.
I'm gonna pull that
tipper,
one line out.
But you have to earn it.
No, I will say this. We have the movers coming soon, and I'm going to say there is a big, fat chunk of cash in a jar that we don't have yet, but we need to get out. But it is yours if you do a good job, because our last movers just broke everything and just ruined everything. So it's like, if you know, you definitely want to, you know,
reward good service.
Reward good service. Yes, but you
just like at a restaurant.
But you don't not tip. That's being a little, you've never done that.
No, this is before you.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. I won't let him do that, even if they're bad. I won't let him do that. Yeah, because that's still.
Maybe
they're
service.
Having a bad day.
Right.
I've
had
a
nothing
bad day
to do with you, Mike.
Right.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with you.
But
what's going on inside of you right now, Michael? let's reflect
that. It's not about me, it's about them. Regardless of if you had a bad day right now, right, you'd still have to show up here and do your job?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What's the difference?
You get
paid to do a job. Regardless, you have to leave your personal stuff to the side.
Well,
our personal stuff is our business.
All right, you guys, give it up for Aaron and Julie.
Thank you, guys.
So Joybird believes that you should never settle when it comes to your home furnishings and that you should always have the freedom to be boldly original. So with Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture made to your unique taste. It's free personal design consultations to help nail down your perfect design. This is what I love most, though, about Joybird. It is a 365-day home trial. Yeah. Skip the furniture store and bring the showroom home. You can sit on it, sleep on it, break it in, and if you don't love your Joybird, you return it for a full refund, even after 365 days. Hassle-free in-home delivery. They'll even remove all the packing materials. Free returns within 2 weeks of delivery. And for us, it's been great because the new home, we're furnishing a lot of our house with Joybird products because, again, it's so nice to be able to trial the furniture. See how Joybird is revolutionizing online furniture shopping. Create the furniture that brings you joy today at joybird.com/Jana. Go to joybird.com/Jana and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code Jana. Oh, yeah, we got some questions. We're going to do a little bit of Q&A. We got like 5 more minutes until, you know, do you want to pick first? You want me to pick first?
Go ahead.
I just moved to Nashville. Favorite things to do, recommendations around the city. Moto is one of my favorite restaurants. So if you guys are in town, that's a really good restaurant. I love that. Fifth and Taylor, that's actually right around the corner, is incredible. Go ahead.
Fifth and Taylor is actually one of our favorites right here on the corner. And the first time we were going to Fifth and Taylor, Jana said, hey, where's Fifth and Taylor? And I said, I think it's on Fifth and Taylor. So that was a good Jana moment.
What was the hardest part of adjusting from one kid to two? That was probably the hardest transition Mike and I ever had was transitioning from one to two because it was you don't have a second at all. Yep, she's like, it's hard.
You think it's not going to be that bad because it's like, all right, you get one, I get one. But then you forget about all those times where it's like, hey, can you take Jolie for a little bit so I can shower, so I can do this or that. And now it's just we feel bad doing that to one another because you got two kids, and it's not easy.
To both, when you first met, what was the first thing you noticed about each other that you liked? Kevin from Indiana. Thanks, Kevin. I loved his smile. And then he felt like home, which I know it sounds really corny, but he did.
For me, it was her authenticity. Just meeting somebody and who was known and of celebrity status, and just I had such a good time with her, and it was so genuine and so real. And the fact that she had two other guys lined up that day but then chose me over them was also a winner, too. That's also a true story.
I had to make sure I had some backup. You know, I'm in Chicago. I'm in a big city. I needed to have, you know. But.
And I was the first of three, and I stuck around.
You did. Aw.
This is actually an interesting question, too. How do you decide where to draw the line on what you share about in the podcast? Do you ever disagree on what should be shared and what should be kept personal? Kaylee from Texas.
Good question. We have one thing we don't talk about, which
details.
Is details and specifics around everything around the affairs. We do not talk about it. So that's the one thing. Everything else we kind of...
Everything
else we're pretty
about.
Open, but there are things, you know, we don't talk about like his family of origin, my family of origin sides. We touch on it, but just out of respect for our families and stuff too, not to get into the weeds of how they screwed us up.
Yeah. No, it's not that. It's just because we've chosen to live publicly, so it
doesn't mean they have to.
It's unfair to bring people in that haven't chosen that life, so we don't want to do that.
All right. We so appreciate you guys coming here. Thank you so much to iHeart, to M-Theory for putting this on. We appreciate it more than you know, and for you guys for coming. We're going to be signing merch at the end of this, so please come by and say hey to us. And we're super excited that you guys came here to wind down with us. So see you next Monday, I guess, right?
That's right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys, so much. We appreciate it.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all matcha love products on etoan.com using code JANA. That's code JANA. At itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable, from sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. When headed to the beach, I want to make sure my kids are protected, so I never leave home without Banana Boat 360 Mist. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.